Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Mary is with us for War of the Roses today. And Mary, you and your boyfriend have been dating for 5 months. Why do you think he's cheating on you?
It was kind of weird. He and I met at this brewery when we were out with a bunch of our friends. I was with a couple of girlfriends and he was with a couple of his friends. And a couple of us actually hit it off. So I started dating him and my friend started dating his friend. And a couple of weeks ago, there was an event that I didn't go to with him, but my friend and his friend ended up going to. So while they were there, my friend called me up afterwards and told me that she saw him there. I didn't even know he was going. And she saw him with another girl. And I'm just freaking out about it. And he told me that I couldn't go to this thing because he didn't have another ticket. Yet he's there with another girl. I'm freaking out about this.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Why would your friend go if you weren't invited? Why didn't she say, I'm not going unless Mary's going?
I mean, her guy told her that he had a ticket for her, I guess. I don't know, but...
She probably didn't even know Mary wasn't going until she got there.
Mm. No, they called ahead of time to see what they were wearing, and then Mary was probably like, I'm not going. Let's find out who Eric sends the roses to. If it's that other girl, let him have it. I mean, 5 months, like you said, you should be exclusive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hang tight. Don't say anything till he puts a note on the card. That always says a lot about the relationship if it's not with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Right. Here we go, guys.
This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, you're just the guy I'm looking for. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Good.
I have some good news for you. We are doing a retweet giveaway on Twitter, and one of your friends tagged you in a retweet. So congratulations. I have $125 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone free of charge.
Really?
Yeah. All that we ask is that you tag us in the post when that person gets the flowers.
Well, if it's free, I'll tag anything.
If right? It's free, it's for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, as long as there's no strings attached, I don't have to sign a contract or anything, right?
You know, nothing at all. I don't need any credit card information from you, Eric.
Okay.
All right. Let me pull up the page here. Who would you like to send these to?
All right. If you do put a card to it.
I sure can. I have a romantic card. Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Great.
Can you make it to Jody? And you could say, thank you for everything you've given me. Looking forward to an incredible time for the rest of our lives. This is what love is.
All right. That's such a sweet card.
Thank you.
Sounds like you guys have been together for a long time.
Oh, we're engaged. So it should be,
what?
You know.
Wow. Congratulations.
Engaged? Hello?
You're engaged to Mary, right, Eric?
Who's Mary?
The girl that's on the phone, your girlfriend of 5 months?
Eric!
She's on the phone.
Are you kidding me right now? I am freaking out right now. We've been together for 5 months. Are you kidding me? You're telling me you're engaged? We've been together for 5 months. 5 months? We were exclusive. You've been with me like almost every weekend. What the hell is going on here?
Well, it appears,
hello?
Mary, I think we just lost Eric. I think he hung up.
Oh, my God. Get him back. Get him back on the phone right now. We are talking this.
Hello?
Eric, why'd you hang up?
Look, I don't need to talk about this now, okay? I don't want to talk about this now, okay?
Well, why don't we explain what's even happening? You're on the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. This is called War of the Roses. You're live with Kiss 95.1. Mary thought you were cheating after you were spotted at an event with another woman. So,
look,
what's going on?
I'm sorry. Look, Mary, I had a good time with you and everything. I just...
Why start a relationship with Mary when you're engaged to somebody?
Look, she's really nice, man, and you know, you start getting cold feet, maybe you start wondering greener pastures, but you know, I don't know.
You are a dog. You are worse You are the worst guy ever. I hope that you're happy with this girl, because I can't even imagine the kind of that you're going to put her through for the rest of her life. You know what? I don't ever want to see you again. I'm going to block you on every single social media. Don't ever talk to me ever again.
Eric, let me ask, why did you stray from Jody? Like, what's going on there?
I'm not straying, man. I'm still going to get married and stuff. I don't know what happened. Look, we just had a thing. I didn't know how to break it off clean, you know,
maybe you guys shouldn't have started dating after you guys met at the brewery. I mean, like, we know all that backstory, bro. Like, we know everything. We've been talking to Mary for a while.
Look, alcohol can be a great spark for a relationship sometimes, and I think maybe that's probably what went down.
That you are right now.
Yeah, Eric, I don't really think you should be getting married when you're still dabbling in other relationships. Like, that's not a way to start a relationship.
I mean, obviously, I'm not dabbling anymore, right? I mean,
because you got caught.
You know what, Mary? You might get engaged soon, and then you might think the same thing, you know? You don't know. You know, okay.
You are the most twisted person. I would never waste somebody's time like this. 5 months. 5 months.
Hey, man.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine being on the other side of this.
Yeah.
The most terrible human being.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
No doubt Mary's friends are going to give her some advice on how to handle a breakup, right?
Yeah.
Well, we found a list from the Elite Daily. It's breakup advice that you're going to hear, but it doesn't always work.
People never listen to the advice.
You always have to listen to your bestie, though. That's why they're there.
No.
Let's do this in three. Pop, pop, it's showtime. Manny.